This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Hundreds of parents, children, teachers, and administrators rallied on the steps of the Capitol, calling on lawmakers to find a new way to fund private school vouchers. The old way to fund vouchers was ruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court last week because it routed money through a formula called the MFP that is dedicated to public schools. While the rally was happening on the Capitol steps, the Senate Education Committee decided to send the proposed MFP for next year back to the state Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. Chairman Conrad Appel said the wording, which included the vouchers, didn't pass legal muster. Bessie later acknowledged that it sent a draft of the MFP to the legislature by accident. Bessie asked the committee to consider instead the version it actually approved, which severed the voucher provision based on the court ruling. Governor Jindal and the State Department of Education is appealing to the legislature to add a $45 million line item to the state budget to pay for vouchers outside the MFP next year. Superintendent John White said in a conference call that these items may signal a need to revamp education budgeting.
We have thousands of parents asking for things that are not funded through the MFP. In the long run, we'll have to find a way to fund education differently in this state.
Jindal has said if vouchers aren't funded by the end of the session, he'll call lawmakers back into a special session. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.